The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
In the month of Rajab, we're going to have an in-depth discussion about shaitan. Okay, to try to understand what is shaitan, who is shaitan. Are there different manifestations of shaitan? What does shaitan want from us? How does shaitan attack us, and how we can protect ourselves from the grips of shaitan? Because if we can successfully understand who our opponent is, right? And that's the thing that I think in life, we don't give enough importance or credence to who shaitan is. Yeah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explicitly told us in the Quran that what? Innahu aduun mubin. He is your manifest enemy, right? He's not playing on words. He's not trying to scare us. He's not trying to make us shocked. Allah doesn't do those type of things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns, right? We recite in Surah Yasin, we recite this all the time. What does Allah say? Alam a'ahad ilaykum ya bani adama an la ta'budu shaytan. That had I not promised or taken ahad from you, did I not take enjoin upon you, O the children of Adam, to not do ibadat of shaitan. And la ta'budu shaitan. Why? Innahu lakum adu. He is your manifest enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa ani'buduni hadha siratum mustaqim. And worship me. Don't worship shaitan, but worship me. I will take you down the right path. وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا. He says he has taken so many of you off the track. Yeah? And not only does he say, look, don't worship him, he is your manifest enemy, but then he says, look around you. How many has he already misguided? Right? Why do you not pay attention? أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُ تَعْقِلُونَ. Why do you not apply reason to this particular warning? Now, you know, when you look at this verse, like the verse says, don't obey shaitan. And so like I'm sure the thought that comes into our head is like, who obeys shaitan? You know what I mean? Like unless you're a group or something. But like generally speaking, like which one of us would actually say, yes, I am obedient to shaitan? But what we have to understand is that, you know, obedience to shaitan comes in so many different ways, yeah? It's not just one way where I say, I am doing this, qurbat as shaitan. Right? No, like no one would actually in their right mind say something like that, right? But like as we've talked about often, it's the translation of our actions, right? That if God says one thing and my hawa, my desire, a thought tells me to do something else and I do that other thing, what's the translation of that? That I have abandoned the worship of God and taken another path of worship, right? And if it's not the path of God, it is by default the path of shaitan. Right? There's no other path. There's two paths. You know, and the concept of shaitan is not like how maybe other religions have, where Allah gives him full domain over hell and says, you run hell, I run heaven, let's have a battle. This is not how Islamic understanding of shaitan works, right? And we'll talk about this in detail. Like, it's really interesting. I think the third lecture on this, which is not this coming Tuesday, but the following week, it's a really interesting understanding of the relationship between Allah and Iblis, right? And what type of relationship that is. But what we have to try to understand is that the obedience of shaitan can happen in many different ways because shaitan will use every trick at his disposal, like literally every trick, right? So sometimes, for those who are tempted by these things, shaitan will attack us with music. Shaitan will attack us with the opposite gender. Shaitan will attack us with gambling. Shaitan will attack us with all of these vices that we see. But then, most of us are not victim to that, right? Like, we're like, you know, I have better control than that, right? So, like, I'm not tempted by music. I'm not tempted by this. I'm not, and the things that I am tempted by, I work on it. So I think that because I am guarding myself in this perspective, that shaitan is out of avenues to attack me. No, right? Because the very next way shaitan will attack us is in our faith, right? He attacks us in our faith. And so in our faith, shaitan will attack us through, for example, riya, right? Or ujub, right? So I begin to recite something and I like the praise that I get, so now I want more praise. And so now shaitan has diverted my obedience to God to another way, right? Or I begin to think highly of myself, I get attention. So now that's the path that I take, that shaitan comes and attacks me. But sometimes maybe even it's not that, right? Like ujub doesn't affect me. Self-admiration is not something that happens. So maybe I don't even recite. And so I don't get self-admiration. I don't get riya. So I'm saved from these things. Does that mean that shaitan says, bas, my job is done? No, right? Shaitan will now come through our worship. Did you say Allahu Akbar properly? Yeah? That's how shaitan comes. Right? Did you do your tasbih properly? Right? Did you do your wudu properly? Right? You're worshipping Allah. You better do it properly. Right? And so in our minds, the thought comes that, man, I'm trying to worship God. God. So I better do it properly. Right? And so shaitan now begins to whisper these thoughts. And this is where we have to understand why this statement by the Imam is so powerful, right? Where the Imam alayhi salam says, again, I repeat, كُلُّ مَا شَكَكْتَ فِيهِ مِمَّا قَدْ مَضَى فَمْضِهِ كَمَا هُوَى. Everything that you doubt after you have moved on from it, ignore that doubt, the Imam alayhi salam says. You see why? Because he knows that this is one of the ways that shaitan will attack us. And I tell you what will happen. That the moment I go back and I fix that which I have a doubt in, after Shari', the one who legislates law, tells me to ignore that doubt, shaitan says, I got him. Yeah? That's it. That's it. Right? Shaitan has found a way that he knows he can attack us. Because this is where we have to understand, right? Like, he is targeting the fabric of our faith at this particular point. Because my intention for repeating that thing, whether it's a dhikr, right? Whether it's a masah, something so small as just wiping my head again, right? After I have moved on. I am doing it, why? I'm not doing it because Shaitan's telling me to do it. I am doing it because I genuinely want to give God the best version possible. The best version possible, right? When we do something for each other, we try to give the best version possible. We're doing something for God. Repeating it is not going to make me tired, right? It's not like I have to repeat the tawaf again. You know what I mean? Like that happened to me, you know, when I went for Hajj, the one and only Hajj, you know? After they'd done everything, the final Safa Marwa, I didn't realize I went out of bounds on Safa. You know, like, you know, there's a lane in Safa. And I remembered on my seventh one. And then someone said, you went out of bounds. And I had to do it again, yeah? Here, it's just a masah. I don't have to walk seven times back and forth. That one I had to think about. You're like, Ya Allah, accept from me, yeah? But here, it's a masah. I'm just wiping my head. I am just doing this dhikr. Wala dhalin. I repeated it. What's the big deal, right? But what we have to understand is that here, my desire to give the best version of this act to Allah contradicts entirely what Allah wants me to do. Allah says, leave it. You're okay. Don't go back and fix it. You're fine. Right? And the reasoning is obvious, right? So obviously there's one aspect where he doesn't want shaitan to interfere in us, right? Because that's how he does. But another aspect is that you are more likely to remember or recognize you did something wrong while you're in it, not after you've left it. You know what I mean? After you've already passed it, then the doubt may come and you don't remember. But if I really said dhalin wrong, then while I said dhalin, I could fix dhalin. Right? Not after I've started the second surah to now remember back what I did 10 seconds ago. None of us have that ability, you know? And so here I am faced with this situation where on one hand, Shari', the one who legislates, is telling me don't do it. Shaitan is telling me do it. And I am doing it not because I am obedient to Shaitan, but I am doing it because I want to give the best version. But even in this, Shaitan's got me if I do it, right? Shaitan has this grasp on me, and it's this haze of piety that I have. And that's how Shaitan attacks us. Man, he's vicious, right? Like, we have to be mindful of this.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.